And we're back here. 16 minutes past the hour. Here on The Early Show on WWGH Radio, don't forget Gary Burbank, legendary voice of Earl Pitts, coming up next hour, 8:10 to 9 a.m. Now, we're probably going to do some trivia this hour, but I do want to say the call we got right before we went to break there, those are the type of calls I like, where somebody talks about something that may or may not be happening. That particular call was about the construction of possibly a mausoleum close to the Harding Memorial, I believe it was. Now, I don't know. I've heard that there might be some construction there, but I haven't seen any paperwork to back that up from the city or the Harding home or the Historical Society. Does anybody know anything about that? That's the question. So that's how I like to do things, because I think that's how we all learn, and maybe you've heard something that I have not heard. Have you heard anything about there being any type of construction near the Harding Memorial, and possibly that construction having to do something with a mausoleum in that particular area, maybe for a wealthy person here in the Marion area? Has anybody heard anything? Or has anybody heard anything else about things going on in Marion? Again, I think this is how we all learn together, by hearing from each other and finding out what's going on. Now, feel free, during any time I'm speaking, to break in and talk. Because sometimes I think people are a little hesitant to break in when somebody's talking. But feel free. You know, we like to take the phone calls. That's the great fun in doing a particular show like this, is hearing from you listening out there in the 7 o'clock hour. So any rumors, any thoughts, anything you've heard in Marion, anything on your mind, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Let's see, where are we going from here? Oh, we have our trivia questions. Now, maybe today we'll do well with these trivia questions. We did pretty good yesterday. We got some of these things answered, but we have not got through them all yet. Now, we still have our tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We still have our tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We still have our tickets to Jack Hanna's Wild. So all these things are available for the trivia questions we have on the table. So let's run them down again. And if you have the answer to any question while we're running down the trivia questions, just give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? When Bob was on NBC all those years, radio, television, he always did the monologue. He always came out in the beginning and did the opening jokes and talked about what was going on in the world. But there was one special he did in that long period he was with NBC in which he did not come out and give the opening monologue. And there's a story as to why he did not come out and give the opening monologue that particular, well, during that particular special, I guess is the way we would say that. So who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Now, our other Bob Hope question is, who hosted Bob Hope's last special on NBC, and what was the subject of this special? What was the special about? Most of Bob Hope's specials had a subject. They had an idea. You know, it was a Christmas special, or it was a special about the troops, or something of that nature. And his last special was kind of that way as well. So, the question is, who hosted Bob Hope's last special on NBC, and what was the subject of that particular special? Now, we've had these two Bob Hope questions all week, and I'm kind of shocked that nobody has answered them, because I have had this completely wrong. Last week, we had questions about Jack Parr, another Ohio talk show personality. And I never thought people would get the Jack Parr questions, but they did. People got the Jack Parr questions. As a matter of fact, we got all of those questions answered last week. But we have had these two Bob Hope questions, and nobody has got them. I don't even think anybody's guessed on the Bob Hope questions. And I would have thought Bob Hope was a far better known figure than Jack Parr. But maybe I was wrong. I guess I was wrong about that one. So the Bob Hope questions are, who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? And who hosted Bob Hope's last special on NBC? And what was the subject of that particular special? Those are the two questions involving Bob Hope. Now, we also have the question, what are the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? The three most famous foods invented in Ohio. Now, yesterday, one of our listeners helped us along with this one, and we have two of them. We have hot dog, and we have lifesavers. But there's one more, a very popular food item. And I'm going to qualify this item as a food item. Now, a lot of people might say it's not a food, but if lifesavers is a food, then this item's a food. So, what are the three most famous food items ever invented in Ohio? We have hot dog, we have lifesavers, so all you have to do is come up with the third one. What famous kitchen item was invented in Ohio? Now, we had some guesses on this one yesterday as well. There is a famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio. And to be honest with you, I bet it's in your kitchen right now. I bet a lot of the listeners out there have this item in their kitchen right now, without question. So there you go. What famous kitchen item was invented in Ohio? 740-383-9944. So the new questions we've had this week, what famous kitchen item was invented in Ohio? What are the three most famous foods that were invented in Ohio? Who hosted Bob Hope's last special on NBC, and what was the subject? And who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers to any of those questions? And maybe this is somebody who does. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Tony Danza that hosted his last show?
Tony Danza was the host of his last show. Now, do you know what that particular show was about?
Laughing with the Presidents.
Laughing with the Presidents. It had to do with Bob Hope's relationship with the Presidents. You have got it right. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
No, I'm not.
No. Well, hey, I thank you for playing along. I enjoy that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's exactly right. Bob Hope's last special, which I believe was in 1996. So he had a good long run. If Bob Hope was born in 1903, I believe Bob Hope was born in 1903. So he would have been 93 years old, which is probably why he was no longer hosting the specials. It was Tony Danza. Tony Danza hosted the last Bob Hope special on television. Bob was in the special, but just at the end. I remember he was sitting in a chair behind a desk and just kind of said something. I think by that point, Bob's health was kind of in decline. But at 93 years old, you can imagine that that would happen. Tony Danza hosted the last Bob Hope special, and it was Laughing with the Presidents. It featured Bob Hope's relationship with all the presidents, I believe, from Franklin Roosevelt through, at that particular time, Bill Clinton. So, yes, we got one of our Bob Hope questions answered. All right. Does anybody know the answer to the other Bob Hope question? Who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? through all the years that the Bob Hope specials were on? Who's the only other person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? What are the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? We've got hot dog and we've got lifesavers. What is the third? What is the famous kitchen item that's invented in Ohio, that was invented in Ohio, that you have in your kitchen right now, I would bet? Now, we came close with this one yesterday, but we did not hit it right on the head. So, does anybody know the most famous kitchen item or a famous kitchen item invented in Ohio that you probably have in your kitchen right now? So those are the three left of the new questions. What's the famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio? The three most famous foods invented in Ohio? And who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? 740-383-9944. Now, we do have our Ohio State Fair trivia, which we've been getting some of these as well, which is a lot of fun. Actually had somebody walk up to me the other night and ask me the answers to some of these, so I know that these are still relevant questions for a lot of different people. So, here's the Ohio State Fair questions that we still have around. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? A matter of fact, I believe somebody answered this. Not on the air, but in person. So if you call in now and answer it, if you're listening, you can get a prize. Jack Hanna's Wilds, Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? Just need the year. What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? Something happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I. Does anybody know what that was? What year was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? Does anybody know that? All I need is a year for that question. What happened in 1989 at the Ohio State Fair that was memorable and kind of tragic, if you remember that event? A memorable, tragic event that happened at the Ohio State Fair in 1989. What year was the Ohio entrance built at the Ohio State Fair? Again, all we need is the year there. What year was the Ohio entrance built at the Ohio State Fair, that big Ohio that so many people take pictures in front of when they go to the Ohio State Fair, almost as popular as the butter cow? 740-383-9944. We're going to step out here for news and weather for just a few moments. Be right back.
It's now time for WWGH News, news about places and plans. Brought to you live from the WGH Newsroom. I'm Robin Leach.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. The Marmet Drug Task Force, with the assistance of the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force, is looking for William M. Florney of Marion. Florney is 36 years old and is 5'6" tall and weighs 180 pounds. Florney is wanted for outstanding warrants for F1 possession of cocaine and trafficking in cocaine out of the Marion County Common Pleas Court. A reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of Florney. Anyone with information can call the Marion Tips Line at 740-375-8477. That's 740-375-TIPS. Marion City Police Department at 740-387-2525. The Marion County Sheriff's Office at 740-382-8244. Or the Fugitive Task Force at 1-866-4-WANTED.
For the Marion, Ohio Weather Team, I'm Zach Fuller. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. I'll have your latest forecast coming up in your Weather Minute from the Marion, Ohio News Network. Did you know on this day in 1904, a flash flood near Pueblo, Colorado, drained from its track 89 passengers? A bridge weakened by the floodwater sweeping through the valley below gave way under the weight of the train, dashing all but the sleeping cars into the current, drowning the occupants. Now you know, with Marion, Ohio Weather and the Marion, Ohio News Network. From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, this is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. Wednesday in the Marion area, we'll see a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m., but partly sunny, a high near 83 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 65 degrees. For your Thursday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but mostly cloudy with a high near 84 degrees. For your Friday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 79. And Saturday, mostly sunny skies again, a high near 81. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion, and online at WWGH1071.com.
We're back, 33 coming up on 34 minutes past the hour, and thanks to the innovation of email, we now have an answer to the question that the caller asked during the 6:30 half hour about the construction of a mausoleum out by the Harding Memorial. Now, I'm not going to say any of the names. I'm not going to tell you who sent the email or who told the person in the email about this particular thing, or who it's being built for, but the specifics I will give you that I was given by the listener are is that a mausoleum-type building is being built on the north side of Smith Clinic, and it is for a very well-to-do family, probably a millionaire, here in the Marion area. So there you go. That's pretty much a confirmation, I would think. So, the caller who called in at 6:30, the answer is yes. But I guess that doesn't have really anything to do with the Harding Memorial or anything to do with the big 2020 celebration for Marion and President Harding. But there is a mausoleum-type building being built just north of Smith Clinic. And it's for a well-to-do family who has some money here in Marion. So there you go. What do you think? 740-383-9944. Now, Gary Burbank, legendary Ohio radio personality, creator of the character Earl Pitts, voice of the character Earl Pitts, coming up 8:10 until 9 o'clock this morning, and it'll be a pleasure to have him along. Now, the trivia is still on the table here. I think we were in the middle of giving the questions away. We still have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or if in the first half hour you just want to call in and answer the trivia question, that's always a lot of fun too. So, when was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? We just want the year. What year was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? What event, what memorable event happened in 1989 at the Ohio State Fair? Now, this was a tragic event, but it certainly was a memorable event. Probably the most tragic event right up to the time the rides, we had the issue with the rides a few years ago. So, what was that event in 1989 that happened at the Ohio State Fair that was something that was not great, but certainly a memorable event in 1989? What year was the Ohio entrance built at the Ohio State Fair? That big Ohio that people take pictures in front of all the time. What year was that entrance, the Ohio entrance, constructed? Does anybody know the answer to that? All I need is the year on that particular question. Why was the Ohio State Fair director fired in 1992? There was a lot of controversy about this, and I remember it was all over the Columbus News and Ohio newspapers and things of that nature. Why was the fair director, the Ohio State Fair director, fired in 1992? Does anybody know why the fair director was fired? And I'll give you another one, because this is a fun question. Who got hit with a pie at the fair? A very well-to-do person. And they were not supposed to get hit with this pie. It was not set up. It was not part of the fun. Somebody hit them with a pie, pretty much to be nasty about something. So what famous person got hit with a pie at the Ohio State Fair? Hit right in the face, from what I remember. And it was not a joke, and it was not supposed to be part of the festivities. Not a fun event. So there are the questions, 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, and tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Or if you just want to call in an answer like our first caller did, we would love to have you do that. So there are the questions. Who got hit with a pie at the Ohio State Fair? A famous person who was not supposed to get hit with a pie. Why was the Ohio State Fair director fired in 1992? What year was the Ohio entrance constructed at the Ohio State Fair? What memorable event happened in 1989? Kind of a tragic event, but a memorable event happened in 1989 at the Ohio State Fair. When was the grandstand demolished at the fair? We just need the year there. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? Does anybody know the year that the fair moved to the Expo Center? What famous kitchen item was invented in Ohio? Probably in many of your kitchens right now. What famous kitchen item was invented in Ohio? What are the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? Now we've got the hot dog and we've got Lifesavers. What is the third? The three most famous foods invented in Ohio. And who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Through all the years of radio and television, Bob always came out and did the opening monologue, but there was one time where he did not do the monologue. Who did the monologue? 740-383-9944. Tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or tickets to Zumbezi Bay. If you can answer any of that myriad of questions that we just laid on the table for you here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. I'll take a crack on the food.
Go ahead.
Potato chips?
Not potato chips, but that's a big one. You're exactly right, but I bet you more people, I don't know, give or take, use this item, food item, than potato chips.
Hmm. Well, that was my crack on it.
Now, were potato chips in general invented in Ohio?
That I don't know.
Well, we're in the same boat then, because I'm not sure either. I know we've had a lot of manufacture of potato chips.
We have a big manufacturer not very far from here, potato chips.
That's right. And I know that there are certain kinds of potato chips that are manufactured in Ohio, but I don't know if the potato chip itself was invented in Ohio. I don't know. They could have been.
That was where my thought was coming from.
Well, no, I appreciate the call. Hope you're enjoying the show this morning.
Oh, I do. I'm listening to you. I finally found you.
Well, I'm glad.
I think you know who I am.
Oh, who do we have? First name?
Amos.
Oh, yes. How you doing?
Okay.
Everything good with you these days?
Oh, yeah. Can't complain at all.
Well, that's good. Well, I hope you stick with the station. You know, after my show this morning, Charlie Evers will be coming up.
Well, see, I got to go to work by 8. I leave the house just after 8.
Just after 8.
So.
Well, I'm glad you were with us so far this morning, and hopefully...
And I'm up at 6, between 6 and 6:30 every morning, so I'm out here.
Well, hey, I hope you keep getting up with us. Thank you. It's good to hear from you.
Okay. Catch you later, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. See, you never know who's listening out there in listener land. That's the great thing about doing radio. 43 minutes past the hour. I don't know if the potato chip was invented in Ohio or not. Does anybody know that? I know we have a lot of potato chips manufactured in Ohio. I know that there are certain types of potato chips that come from Ohio, but I don't know if they were invented in Ohio. I don't know. Interesting question. But it's not the answer to our question. Our question is, can anybody tell me the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? We have two. We have the hot dog. We have the lifesavers. What is the third? The three most famous foods invented in Ohio. We have lifesavers. We have hot dogs. What is the third? And as I said, if lifesavers is a food, then this particular item is a food as well. So what's the food we're missing in the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? Does anybody know the famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio that I bet you have in your kitchen right now? The famous kitchen item invented in Ohio. The caller yesterday came so close with the answer to this. I mean, just steps away from what it actually is. Does anybody know? Who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Bob normally did the monologues on his radio and television shows, but there was a particular time that he did not do the monologue. Who came out and did the monologue on that particular Bob Hope special? It was still a Bob Hope special. And if you tell me who it was, I'll tell you the story as to why that happened. 740-383-9944. And again, if you don't want any of the prizes, you just want to call in and answer the question, we would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Or if you'd like to call in and talk about something else, that's also interesting. We got our mausoleum question answered this morning, and we did that by all listening together and learning together, that it looks like there is a mausoleum-type building being constructed north of the Smith Clinic that is being constructed by a well-to-do family here in Marion. So, you know, we learn. Mausoleums are an interesting idea. I know a lot of people are interested in mausoleums. And I'm not sure what the popularity in that is right now. I know it was not popular for a long time because we had the Marian Mausoleum, and there's really limited space in there when you think about it. The Marian Mausoleum on Route 95 is not that big a place. And it's still not full. So a lot of people have not went toward mausoleums. I don't know the reason. But I do think there's a renewed interest in it. Now, I'm sure this has something to do with being buried or cremated. But I don't really know what the difference is. Because I guess if you're gone, you're gone. I don't know whether if you're buried or cremated or in a mausoleum, it makes a whole lot of difference. But it's interesting because I'm funny that way too. I always said I don't like the idea of cremation. I don't know why. I just don't like the idea of that. I know a lot of people are going that way. I think one of the reasons is because it's inexpensive. But I'm okay with being buried. I think that's a logical thing to do. I remember years ago, I talked with a person who, I think they were from a different country. And they were trying to sell people on the idea of just being buried in a pine box because funerals were becoming so expensive. And I don't know. I think back on that, maybe that was a good thing to do. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to change the subject from cremation.
That is a little depressing in the morning.
I know. I don't want to go that way.
Yeah. No, no.
I'm going to switch things around and ask you a question.
Oh, go ahead.
What's the state food of Ohio?
The state food?
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know.
It's touted as a state meal, so but it is a food.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
That's what you'd think, wouldn't you?
I know we like that in Ohio.
Well, according to what I have found, it says chili is, because it fits perfectly the cowboy image of the state.
Really?
Yeah.
Chili is our state food.
I guess. Who knew, huh?
Now, I would have thought that would have been more along like the eastern seaboard.
Well, or perhaps Texas.
Or Texas. Now, does Texas have a state food?
Well, I don't know. I'm just concentrating on Ohio right now.
You know, that is very strange that our state food would be chili, but it's because we have some kind of cowboy thing?
I guess. It says fits perfectly the cowboy image of the state. So
cowboy image of the state.
Yeah.
Is the state shaped like a cowboy hat or something?
I don't know.
All that stuff is all kind of funny to me because I don't, you know, Ohio is a strange, I said this the other day. There are certain dialects in different parts of this state.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the case in every state. I always wonder in Ohio because we are pretty north in you know, geography mm-hmm. in the Ohio, in the United States. I don't know how people in Ohio get a southern accent.
Well, look how many came up from the southern states so for work.
Well, you think it's because we're on the Kentucky line?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, yeah. Well, it could be. But you know, if you're born in Ohio, I guess is what I'm saying. If you're born here, because I think dialects are probably done in the first 3 years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you get that southern accent. If you were born in Marion, Ohio, I don't know how you get a southern. Is it the people you grow up around, maybe?
Well, I don't know. Anytime you're hanging around. I had a cousin many years ago that went down to live in New Orleans, and they couldn't get over how she had picked up the, it didn't take her long to pick up accent from down there, and you'd think she would had been lived down there her whole life.
You know, that is true. I had some relatives that moved to southern Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and they're down there by Marietta.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying they've picked up the full accent, but they lived in Marion the parents who moved the kids down there, they lived in Marion the first nearly 40 years of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, they were grown. They were all over the age of 10 by the time they moved down there. And when they started coming back, they did have a little bit of an accent. It started to come up a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's just like, how can you possibly live in an area where other people have an accent and not really pick up on it?
Yeah, I guess it's probably the ear of the thing. But people say people in Ohio have an accent. I've never really understood what that accent is.
What is that accent?
I don't know. I don't, because it's certainly not Southern. It's certainly not Eastern. It's an Ohio one, but I don't. Is it an accent because to Southern people because we don't speak Southern?
Probably.
It could
Makes
be.
Makes sense. I don't know if I ever told you this story or not, but this kind of always tickles me when I think about people or talking certain ways. My youngest grandson is almost 5 now, and he likes to watch Peppa Pig a lot. And his mother, mom and dad, said that he would go around now instead of we're going on vacation, they're going on holiday.
Oh.
And he will say, "We are on holiday, Mama." Because that's what the, you know, English call vacation is holiday. Or they do that a lot abroad.
You know, I wonder how we took the English language and broke it up.
Flattened it out.
Yeah.
What did we do to it? Because, you know, there is a certain beauty to it. A lot of people love the English accent.
Yeah, somewhere along the line, we lost the beauty of it. Like, I will have arguments with people all the time, and they are just sold on the idea that the word is progress.
I know.
It's progress.
Progress. And I listen to so many. I listen to a lot of YouTube, and it's always progress. It's never in the process. And I find that very difficult to try to change it. In my speaking, you know, it wouldn't come out that way unless I truly concentrated on it.
Well, aunt and aunt.
Well, now we've been there. And Scott, from what I understand, that can be said either way. You can either say it aunt or aunt. Yeah.
But isn't an aunt an insect?
She's an insect that lived a couple streets over from me, and I really love my aunt.
You know, it's funny, last night this comes up. It doesn't have to do with aunt or aunt, but because of the way people use the word aunt, there was a conversation last night I was having with a couple of guys, and one of the guys had bought an antacid. And they... could be aunt acid. I really don't know. But they had bought an antacid, and... they had taken it out to their car, and I said, "Well, are you feeling better?" When they came back in, I said, "Are you feeling better?" And they said, "Oh, I was just, I ran out, and I wanted to make sure I had some at home." And I said, "Oh, okay." And they called it by the brand name. They didn't call it an antacid.
Uh-huh.
And then another guy walked into the conversation that we were having about this other guy taking the antacid into his car. But he was, again, using the brand name. And... the guy walked up who was a little younger, and he said, "What is that, the brand name?" He said, "That's an antacid." And I said, I think the word you're looking for is antacid. An antacid is like your aunt, you know? And an aunt who really probably has had too much fun at Woodstock. You know what I'm saying? So yes. this is where the English language can get people in trouble. The antacid.
Well, the next time you want to say something about the insect ant, just call it a pismire.
That's exactly right. We'll have to do something. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, see, as I always say, those are the type of conversations I like to have. Aunt versus aunt. But you do hear aunt in Ohio. Now, I will concede that most people probably do say aunt. But don't you think it's aunt? There's a U in that word. A-U-N-T. See, I even had to think there. Maybe it's too early in the morning. I thought I was just about to spell it A-N-T. A-U-N-T is the word. It has to be aunt. How could you pronounce that ant? And progress, which people pronounce progress, I'm not saying, you know, if you want to pronounce it progress, that's okay. But the reason it's progress is because it's a root word. And we all remember what root words are from the beginning of our life. Progress means to go forward. And the reason it's progress is because the root of that word is pro, to go forward. So it's progress, not progress. But you will find very few people who say progress. They'll say progress. This sounds like a George Carlin skit. Now, years ago, when I started in radio, there was a story about... See, I even want to pronounce it the way I feel it's pronounced. Asbestos. And I said asbestos. You know, the powder that's not good for you, that is a flame stopper, fire stopper, that a lot of houses were coated in years ago. And I pronounced it asbestos. But somebody said it's asbestos. Now, I don't think it is asbestos. I think that's the way a lot of people pronounce it. But I think if you look at the spelling and the pronunciation of that word, it's asbestos. Does anybody have a thought on that? 740-383-9944. Are there any other words out there that you can think of that aren't pronounced the way possibly they should be? 740-383-9944. Remember Gary Burbank, legendary creator of Earl Pitts, and longtime radio host coming up next hour. We still do have our questions. Who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Can anybody name the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? We have hot dog and we have lifesavers. What is the third? What is the famous kitchen item that is probably in your kitchen right now that was invented in Ohio? The famous kitchen item probably in your kitchen right now invented in Ohio. So the questions are, famous kitchen item invented in Ohio. What are the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? You only got to come up with the last one. And who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, and tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Gary Burbank will be coming up in about 15 minutes, and then during the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get back on the toll-free line here and talk some more. Maybe talk about the Gary Burbank interview, or do some more trivia, give some stuff away, or maybe talk about the English language you don't want to tune away. Also, the Charlie Evers Show coming up this morning, 10:10. A.M. to 12 p.m., Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m., and Nate Redman, today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. We're coming up on the break. We will be back in about 15 minutes with Gary Burbank.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.